USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just wrapping up a news conference at the State Department discussing the airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq a few days ago. After the foreign minister of Iran says that Qasem Soleimani was in Iraq on a diplomatic mission, Pompeo says...
His first statement that is Soleimani was traveling to Baghdad on a diplomatic mission. Anybody here believe that? Is there any history that would indicate that it was remotely possible that this kind gentleman, this diplomat of great order, Qasem Soleimani, had traveled to Baghdad for the idea of conducting a peace mission? I made you reporters laugh this morning. That's fantastic. We know that wasn't true.
As Puerto Rico continues to assess damage from an earthquake there yesterday, two more strike today. At least one person is dead. At least eight people have been injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Global markets are worried about oil supplies due to increased tension between the U.S. and Iran. Investors are concerned about the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow waterway linking the Persian Gulf with the Gulf of Oman and the Indian Ocean. That checkpoint sees about a fifth of all global petroleum consumption pass through there each day, roughly 21 million barrels of oil daily. Authorities in Australia say nearly 200 people have been arrested and are being accused of starting the bushfires that have ravaged that country in recent months. Since November, there have been 183 people arrested. Officials say most of them are believed to have deliberately started those blazes. Others accused of improperly discarding a lit cigarette or a match outdoors. President Trump says Mark Zuckerberg told him he's number one on Facebook. Trump didn't explain what exactly number one meant, but he says he's number one in terms of political ad spending. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Harvey Weinstein facing more charges in California.
Weinstein is facing two sexual assault charges in Los Angeles. L.A. District Attorney Jackie Lacey says the disgraced movie mogul needs to face justice. The DA alleges Weinstein raped one woman and sexually assaulted a second woman over a two-day period in 2013. Lacey says Weinstein could face serious jail time.
If convicted as charged in the case, defendant Weinstein faces up to 28 years in state prison.
Weinstein's trial in New York City started on Monday on similar charges. He denies all wrongdoing. I'm Tim Berg.
A Chicago couple suing the stars of the hit HGTV show Windy City Rehab for consumer fraud. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
This is all getting ripped out, every single piece.
I'm just so sick of spending money.
James and Anna Morrissey filing a lawsuit accusing the show of selling them a home with defective and shoddy work. It names hosts Allison Gramenos and Donovan Eckhart as defendants and demands reversal of the sale and the return of $80,000 they spent on upgrades and landscaping. It's not the first time the show's made news for the wrong reasons. In July, developers behind it were accused of unsafe work conditions and code violations, Alderman Brian Hopkins says.
There was just a certain amount of arrogance involved, like, we're a TV show, we don't have to follow the rules.
There's been no comment on this latest suit from Gramenos, Eckhart, or HGTV.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.